Blog Talk Radio.
Boy, I'm always surprised by the fact that that song is so short. I'd like to welcome everybody to Spiritual Connections Radio, and we are, of course, running the second Tuesday of every month, our favorite show, the Saint Germain Radio Show with my friend Brigitte and Mike. And with that, I'm going to turn it over to Brigitte.
Well, thank you very much, Mark, and thank you very much for hosting us. It's always great to be here on the second Tuesday of each month. And, you know, I don't know how you guys have been doing, but if you've been living on the East Coast, we are probably sick and tired of seeing any more rainy days. And not only do I see it here, but then I hear from my family in Germany how much flooding is there. You know, I think we can all say that these times that we are living in are very emotionally charged. And we should have already known that when it was announced that this is the year of the water snake, that we would experience a lot of transformation and a lot of transformation on a very emotional level, looking at our fears, looking at our feelings, and revisiting a lot of things that we thought we already worked through. And I'm sure Saint Germain is going to be talking more about it because, hey, no greater master of transformation than working with Saint Germain, who very much has walked the path of enlightenment before us and who is now working from the higher realms to assist us in this process, in this time of change, this time of intense change, really, where we are moving from one consciousness level to another consciousness level here on Earth, also known as ascension, even though some think of it in a much more grandiose way of seeing ourselves walking on water. That will come soon enough. But right now we are truly just learning to really begin a new relationship with ourselves, begin a new relationship with the world around us, and really just opening our eyes further to what is there. You know, all the things we've missed, and now it's time to stop and to really look at what we want to experience instead of what society and family and who knows has told us we should be experiencing, we should be doing. And part of that is breaking out of the old system, out of the old structure, out of the old that no longer serves us. And yet we are so used to it. So we all know when we're used to something, we so much try to hang on to what is known and what is comfortable. But that no longer works. And if we continue doing that, we find that our body is giving us warning signals, and we are really asked to listen to that because otherwise we might not feel so good on many, many levels. And so many have been going this year. So quite a bit of purging, looking at health situations that they haven't really been taken care of for a long time, and now it needs to be addressed. So it is important for those who are not going through these physical problems to have a lot of love and compassion for those who are, and certainly support our fellow humans as best as we can. And that's really part of what this radio show is about, is to support those of you who take the time aside and listen and also send you some extra energy in this process to help you to become stronger, to be stronger in this time of change, in this time of letting go of the old skin and growing a new skin. And so that's why this has been created. Mike Snyder, who's channeling the hierarchy of light, those who are working from the higher realms, angels, ascended masters, he is channeling them through his music that he's playing. And he, I'm sorry? Oh, and that he will be playing, as an opening and also already aligning your heart frequency with that vibration of love that is necessary for you to be more receptive to the messages from the higher realm. And Mike also offers individual sessions via Skype which are beautiful. I've experienced it myself, and you get a CD from it, and I tell you, it has helped me through some real tough times to just listen to the CD and recenter and refocus. And you can go on his website at www.mikesnydercc.com, MikeSnyderCC.com. And he also does a lot of the events together with me where I channel an Ascended Master or an angel or ever who wants to come through for specific events, and Mike plays the music in addition to that, and that's being recorded. And these recorded events are certainly also available to get downloaded from Mike's website. So if you have a chance, go and check it out. Some of the things are free. You can just get a taste of it and just see if it helps you just to recenter yourself and empower you. And then, of course, we have Mark here on the phone with us, or on the radio show with us, I should say. And Mark does these amazing different radio shows, helped us off the ground with the Sanctuary Main radio show, which we never thought possible. His website is www.spiritualconnections.com. But I have to say, Mark does a lot more than that. And I should have mentioned that Mike also is a Reiki master and brings to a tremendous healing energy with the work he's doing. So it's not only about the music. It's also about the messages that Mike brings through and the healing energy that he brings through. And the same with Mark. He is an amazing channel himself, working with the Christ energy, a beautiful medium, a beautiful healer. So besides organizing these amazing radio shows, he's also a tremendous person to contact and to receive guidance and direction from if you ever get the chance. And again, his website is www.spiritualconnections.com. And then there's my website. Of course, you can also contact me for individual phone sessions or healing sessions, or come in person. I have a center in Clinton, New Jersey. And or you can listen to the recorded events, as I said before, and you can visit my website at www.lightbridge101.com. Now, next Tuesday evening, I'm really kind of excited because Mark and Mike together are doing this relatively new radio show, which is geared towards the Divine Masculine, and I'm going to let Mark and Mike talk about it themselves a little bit, but I think we can all agree that there aren't enough men who really want to participate right now in the spiritual work, and so we want to support the Divine Masculine to open up more to that. So I think it's awesome that Mike and Mark are doing this together. So, Mark, can you tell the listeners a little bit more about that?
Sure. First of all, to thank you for all the kudos and everything about the work that me and Mike do. My website, by the way, is www.spiritualconnectionsradio.com.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Terribly. Okay.
I was going to say Spiritual Connections is actually a really good domain name. But no, it's actually spiritualconnectionsradio.com. So, but thank you for promoting that. As for Gideon said, we do a show on the third Tuesday, so next week, from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, called the Men's Spiritual Hour. And on that show, We bring on a different guest every week who talks about their spiritual journey and their experience being a man in the spiritual world. All the shows, of course, are available for replay. So if you go back to the main, Spiritual Connections Radio at Blog Talk, which you can get to from my site, you can see not only the shows that are scheduled, but you can also see all the past shows that have been recorded. And all those shows are available for both downloads, iTunes. You can get an MP3 of it, pretty much anything you can imagine with it. So it's pretty cool that you can actually go back and listen to any of the shows that you want to. And we're really excited because next Tuesday, Mike, who we're going to ask to join in a second, is actually going to be interviewed on the men's show next Tuesday to talk about his experience and what his life has been like and all the different things that he's experienced so far on his journey. So we're really excited to have him as our guest on the show next Tuesday. But normally the way the show works is me and Mike would be interviewing somebody else. But for the first show, which ran last month, Mike interviewed me, and I'm going to interview Mike on Tuesday. So with that, Mike, are you there?
Yeah. Hi, Mark.
Hey, Mike. So did you want to add anything to talk about, like, the show or anything, or, you know, the idea behind it?
Yeah, I'm real excited that we've been getting this show off the ground, and the idea had started out as trying to physically hold men's meditation groups, and I tried that around the Lehigh Valley, and I didn't get a good response quite yet here in Pennsylvania, but I hope to do that eventually, to have that in person. But the radio show, I'm very grateful for Mark is setting that up, and I'm hoping that we reach a lot of different men from all over the world, that we can have them call in and share their experiences. I do have a couple of personal friends that we're going to line up as guests who also have walked the spiritual path and have gone different routes in their life to try to find their spiritual path and so forth. So, and I'm really looking forward to the interview to talk about my experiences next week. And I hope it generates a lot of discussion.
Excellent. So with that, we'll hand this back over to Brigida. Thank you for promoting the show.
Thank you. And again, I apologize about the mistake on the website. So there's a lot of great things happening. And I just saw on Saturday Lee Carroll, who channels Kryon. And Kryon is a galactic consciousness, beautiful consciousness. And he talks about that what we're experiencing right now is very much like every day is a full moon experience. I think all of us can agree to that, because at a full moon, we really, the light is focused on our emotions. So we are experiencing the depths of that. So allow yourself now in the next hour and 15 minutes to really allow yourself to receive support for soothing your emotions, for coming to that inner place of stillness, of peace, of tranquility, of balance, to allow yourself to not worry about yesterday, to not worry about tomorrow, to not worry about any relationships, but to really allow yourself to receive love and to receive that nurturing that you sometimes tend to forget to give to yourself. And so make this time your time. I mean, when you watch the news, your heart goes out again to the terrible floodings in some areas of the world, like Germany. Your heart goes out to the terrible war situations that are still happening in Africa and other places, you know, like in the Middle East. And yet we can only do so much, and then there needs to be the time of rejuvenation, of recharging, of rebuilding our own strengths, so that we in turn can go out into the world and be the light and be the beacon of hope that we were all meant to be. So let this time be for you a time of healing, a time of recharging, and so make sure that nobody interrupts you. You're by yourself, you're comfortable, and you just enjoy yourself. So we begin now with Mike, who is going to start the opening. This is beautiful music. Just allow yourself to listen to it. And sometimes even when, you know, the radio a little bit, the frequency interferes, because you need to understand there's high frequency coming through from the masters and the angels. And sometimes with these high frequencies, there can be a disruption on the radio, but just know that the energy is going to come through anyway, so just allow yourself to receive, and when we're done with that part, then Saint Germain is going to come through, and he will address everybody, and will say whatever he needs to say and do whatever he needs to do. And then at some point, if there's time, you can try calling in. He, Saint Germain, will answer some questions. And as those of you who are not familiar with channeling, what I will do is I will actually close my eyes and I will align myself with the frequency, with the essence of Saint Germain, who will then overlight me and who will then come through me and speak through me to you. And how that feels to you in your room, wherever you listen to it, it should feel to you, if you're open to it, like he's sitting right there with you talking to you. So space and time, and whether you listen to a recording of this at a later time, doesn't make a difference. He will be right there with you. So if you have questions, you can call in, and you will be put on hold, and you will then at some point will be able to also ask Saint Germain question if there's enough time. If he has a lot to say, then we never know how much time is left. All right, so we will begin now, and I give it over to Mike.
Sorry if I go ahead and announce that number for everybody.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
The telephone number, if you want to call in and ask Saint Germain questions later on in the show. Of course, when you call in, you can actually, while you're in the call queue, that's kind of like a fish. when you call into the call queue, you'll actually be able to listen to the show while you're on hold. So if you want to call in and ask questions, the phone number is 646-716-9663. That's 646-716-9663. And I'll hand off to Mike.
Thank you.
Greetings, my friends and fellow lightworkers. I am Saint Germain, and it is with great joy that I come before you at this great time of transformation. And as always, may you be reminded that nothing is happening by accident around you. You play such an important role in this transformational process that is taking place here on Earth. If you can only see it from our point of view, you would understand that even in the smallest disasters, or at least what appears to be a disaster to you, is great, great healing that is taking place not only for you, but for many here on Earth. Everything that you seek, everything that you do, everything that you say, everything holds great significance. And I want you to remember what your mission here on Earth is at this time. I want you to remember why you're here and why right now might be the most important time ever of this part of your incarnation. Granted that many of you have been working intensively and excessively and very strongly on your spiritual path already for many, many years before this year, and yet now is the time where it will become even more important that everything that you've learned, everything that you've experienced up to this point comes to full bloom, to fruition, to bring the rewards of your labor to you. And I would like to explain this a little further. And for that, once again, I have to talk about the significance of December 21st, 2012. And I will use a little bit of a metaphor for you to make it easier for you to understand what 2013 is about, what your life is about right now, and again, what really happened on that day of December 21st, 2013. If you look at Earth in its essence as a great place of, you can even compare it to a computer, an archive, a place of many, many experiences, many different consciousness levels, many different understandings, past lives, present lives, future lives. There's much that is going on here on multiple levels, on multiple frequencies, so to speak. And so here you entered now a time where it was said and where it was known that on December 21st, 2012, major, major Earth cycles would come to an end and new cycles would start to begin. So every time this happens, something of that significance, it is like deciding to turn a computer off fully and just turning it off and saying, this is it, with all the programs and everything that was running on this computer up to this point. And now we are going to put new software on this computer, and we are going to reboot this computer, and then we are going to have a whole new updated operation system on this computer with new abilities to communicate, with new abilities to see, to learn, to do things. And that was the idea, and that is the idea. So in the last 20 years, many of you helped install new software, so to speak, on Earth, new languages, new aspects of operation systems that needed to get installed, that needed to get integrated before the final reboot. And many data, many files needed to get deleted, in a sense, removed so that room could be made for new data to come in. And so many of you have worked really, really hard on releasing the old, past life regression, healings, that allowed you to go even deeper into the past and removing, releasing whatever was blocking the healing thereof. You've done that. Because, again, let you be reminded that you are not just an individual human. You are an extension of Mother Earth. So whatever you do for yourself, you do for the Earth as a whole. So you've all been working very, very hard, facing the issues of abandonment, rejection, facing the issues of love, deeper love, facing the issues of poverty, how to deal with abundance or not being abandoned, not having abundance. All these different aspects you've looked at. And so part of you saw that when 12/21/2012 happened, that would be it. That with that reboot, with that point zero, with that perfect alignment of Earth, Sun, and the galactic core, the center of the galaxy, that with that alignment, with that point zero, with that perfect balance at that moment, that would take care of everything. But those of you who are familiar with computers, you know that when you reboot a system for the first time after all the adjustments have been made, there's still changes that need to be made. You might have to reboot at least a few more times before everything is working the way you want it to. And in the process of rebooting the system, you will find that certain aspects of the operating system need to get changed. But most importantly, the very first reboot takes time. It takes time for all of those softwares to upload and to fall into place. And that is what 2013 is about. Because in this uploading, in this process of rebooting, there is a lot happening. There's a lot of recalibration happening. And how does that affect you? There's a part of you that wants to go back to the old operating system. How many of you have worked on new computers and were frustrated because the whole new operating system was so new or so different and felt so unfamiliar to you? It's the same in life. A part of you wants so much to go back to the old operating system because you remember how it worked. You remember the ins and outs, the little shortcuts. You remembered everything about it. You remembered exactly where to find the files that you needed at any moment in time. And here suddenly you're confronted with not being able to use the old system anymore. And if you do, you crash a program. There's something in your life that is going to crash, that is not going to work. There's something that you won't find. There's something where you virtually hurt yourself by using the old system, as the old system is no longer functional. And so review your life in 2013, because that is really what it's all about, and especially on an emotional level, because it is through the language of feeling that you only are going to find the greater access to this new operating system, because it doesn't work just on a physical level. The new operating system works in greater alignment with your spiritual self. And as we've told you so many times before, the only way you're going to be able to access your spiritual self is through your heart, is through the feeling world. And so it takes patience. Patience, my friends. And many of you are not very patient right now, because you've worked so hard in the last 20 years. And now we ask you to be patient again. I can see some of your eyes rolling. I can see some of you shaking your head and looking frustrated because you're tired, and understandably so. The only reason why you're making yourself even more tired is because of your impatience. This operating system runs much smoother if you allow things to happen, if you're willing to let go of everything that no longer serves you, because it's no longer part of the operating system. And so you become witness also of physical manifestations of a new system, whether it is the renovation of your house or the moving to a new home or the ability to offer new classes or the ability to do and learn something totally new that you've never studied before. All of these are showing you the signs of a new operating system, of a new way of existence. And at the core of this is a very ancient struggle. You are very familiar with the word duality. And the most ancient struggle that has always existed is the struggle between the divine masculine and the divine feminine. Now, that are only words. You could equally say the struggle between the mind and the heart. You could equally say the struggle between the light and the darkness. And I'm not going to define the light as a divine masculine or the light as a divine feminine. It's not about that. There is no judgment in any of this. It is about the willingness in this new operating system of the heart and the mind, of the divine feminine and the divine masculine to work together, to work together as a team, to unify into that new you, that new operating system, that new way of living, that new system that has to be integrated into the physical realm here on Earth. And you are seeing the energy of unification. You've seen it building up in many different places already in the past, and it is going to continue to do so around the Earth. The internet that has brought the world together is all part of it. The globalization of communication, making communication easier, even the fact that I can communicate to all of you, no matter where you are on the earth at this time, through this internet radio channel. So everything is being unified. So when there's something in your life right now where you fear that something is not unified, take a step back. There's a message there for you from the power of the water snake. There is something that you are hanging on to, and it has something to do with the old filters, the old operating system that simply doesn't work anymore. All the old value system is no longer functional. As of December 21st, 2012, all of the old value systems are out of date. So it is for you who believe that the only way you might be able to get from point A to point B is by using your car and taking your car to point B, that no longer is truth. You can stand on the side of a street, and you can simply focus your mind on being at point B and then fuel the fullness of your heart into it, because your heart is the place where there is that inner knowing, where there is that inner consciousness of knowing that whatever you put your heart on, whatever you fuel with that greater love, that vision can come into manifestation. And long and behold, a friend of yours stops and asks you to give you a ride from point A to point B without you having to do anything, and it happens. You see the importance of this at this time. And the only reason why you are not in the abundance that you're yearning for right now, why you're not in the relationships that you might be longing for, the only reason for that is because you're still hanging on to some old value system that makes you believe that the only reason that a man will love a woman is if you weigh 110 pounds or less, if you have a certain level of makeup on, if you wear a certain level of clothes, if you are a certain way. That is untruth. Now, I'm not saying that any of you beautiful women are that thinking that way, but I had to over-exaggerate a little bit to get my point across. So please don't get me wrong. I understand that you don't feel that way. But the symbolism in that is that some of the shallow messages that you're getting from the media, you know in the cell of your body that they no longer are true. So there's a constant battle occurring between the forces, and they're simply that the forces that have not really come to terms with the new operating system, that are trying to interfere with the upbooting of the new system out of fear that in the moment that it's going to be fully uploaded, that they will be deleted, that they will no longer be in existence, which isn't really the truth. It will only transform old data into something more effective, better. Nothing ever gets destroyed fully. And that is something really important for all of you to understand. And the chemical process and the process of transformation, in the process of evolution, at the core, origin will always remain. That is the reason why within you, no matter what is happening, no matter how deep into so-called hell you might have fallen, is in you is always the divine spark, always, because it is your origin. It is absolute source, and it is the alpha and the omega. It is the beginning and the end. It always will be, and it always has to be, because in the transformational process, nothing gets lost. It gets only changed into something else. But at the core, it still is there. So the fear is an illusion. The fear is what is holding you back from your own true power and your own true gifts. And you just have celebrated a new moon here on Earth. And the idea of a new moon is a time of new beginning. And you are steering towards a time where all of you will celebrate the summer solstice, a time where the light is the strongest. But in that light, what is the strongest is the awareness, is the ability to see what is an illusion and what isn't. So everything in these last 5 months, or almost 5.5 months, that you've experienced is nothing else than that deepening of the inner side of allowing you to see and feel what is outdated. And you've started the process. You've made decisions of taking on new jobs, even if you might not even be at a new job yet. You've made the choice. You've made the choice to take certain classes. You've made the choice to no longer succumb to anger or fear or separation or poverty concepts. You've made significant choices based on your heart. And so it is all emotion. But what is asked of you is patience. Patience, my friend. Patience. And sometimes you are so close to the midst of everything that is happening. You are so close. So take a step back and stop. And I invite you to close your eyes right now and to envision yourself in the midst of your life action, almost like a play in a theater. And you're right in the midst of the play. And suddenly you stop. All of the members of your theater play, they're all continuing, but you stop. And you take a step back. And I want you to visualize you're still on the stage, you're still with everybody there, but you're slowing down, you're taking a step back. And don't limit your stage. I mean, it can be a vast stage. And take another step back. And you see your friend that is hurt because someone in their family got lost or got hurt or got killed or died or got sick. And then you see someone else in your life who's very lonely, and you want to support that person that is very lonely, but you really can't because they don't really want yet to change. They still want to be the victim of the loneliness. And then you see the person that you truly love, and yet they are not ready to accept that kind of love, and you feel sad and lost. But suddenly you're stepping back, and you even leave that very active part of you, you're leaving it in there. Just leave it in there in the midst of everything, but a part of you, the observer, is now taking steps back. And I invite you to take a deep breath in and a deep breath out. And as you breathe, allow yourself to even further detach yourself from what's going on in your life right now. You can see a part of you looking at your bank account, wondering where the money is going to come from for the next paid rent that needs to get paid. And you can see the longing, and you can see all the dynamics that are keeping you sleepless at night. And you take another step back. And you take another step back. And now suddenly you come to the edge of the stage, and you find some stairs there, and the observer in you is now taking those steps down off of the stage now fully and walking back to where everybody is sitting, and walking further and further back. So now I invite you just to take a seat and to become the observer of your life right now, of the play that is going on, and watch it. And watch how much of that is a dynamic of your mind trying to tell you that you're not worthy enough, your mind trying to bring up memories from the past where something didn't work and therefore it cannot work this time, where the voice, the mind will tell you to realize that you have to do so much more before you can even consider yourself being successful or being in a relationship or doing this or doing that. And you can suddenly separate yourself and observe the mind chatter that is interfering with your heart. And you can also observe that all these opinions that you've had about certain people and certain interferences, the government stopping you from succeeding or whatever else you feel is going on in your life, that it suddenly doesn't become important anymore. Because what you can also see is that there's a great divine director. There's someone directing this play. And as you sit back and as you've gone further back, you also notice that the stage that you thought was only about your life, suddenly becomes much bigger. And suddenly you're not even finding yourself on a seat in front of a stage anymore, but you're finding yourself lifted up looking at part of the city that you live in. And then seeing the city as part of the state that you live in, or the country, then you look at the whole earth. And suddenly you can see that sense or feel it. You might not even see it, but you can sense that everything is interwoven. How one person touches the other person, touches the next person, and how everything affects everything. And for the first time, you can also really see that the tiny act of kindness that you've given to someone a few days ago, how in return they went home and they said something very kind to their siblings or to their partners, and they in return the next day did an act of kindness to someone else, and how this created a wave of light, a wave of hope. And when you look at your own nucleus, you can see a light, a line of light creating. And this line, this enlightened line or direction or movement has made a place a little lighter from what it was before. And while you were in the midst of everything, you couldn't even see that, could you? You couldn't see the profound difference that little act of being nice to someone has made. And yet, here you are. So quickly to judge yourself for not being this great healer who does these miracle healings to hundreds and hundreds of people, or that you should be doing more as a light worker, transforming and transmuting energies into love and light, and here you fall back into a moment of anger and frustration and how terrible this is and how much you're failing as a light worker because you're not living on this diet, and yet there is that act of kindness that might have saved someone's life. Because that line of light reached someone who was ready to commit suicide. And because of how you approach one person, that person approached the next, and so on, someone stopped the person who was ready to jump off the bridge and just stopped wanting to be nice and saying to the person, "Hey, I see you alone on the bridge, my friend. What are you doing here? Do you enjoy the town? Do you enjoy your visit?" And started a conversation. It's a stranger. And yet that stranger, because of that, decided that killing himself was not worth it because God had intervened. So who do you think God was at that moment? Of course, the chain could have been broken, and yet it didn't. And it started with you. It started with you. So I want to remind you that you hold great value in this new system, in this new consciousness here on Earth. That every tiny little act of love makes a tremendous difference. But now also allow yourself to observe what it felt like when you received that act of love. And how good it made you feel. And how empowered you felt and suddenly had the desire to make a difference in your life or to become creative. So, what does it take for you to step back and to now, from the observer position, send yourself love? Send yourself love. Right now, heart to heart. Because if you don't do this for yourself, if you're not willing to step away from the depths of the emotional transformation that is occurring in your life right now, you will only be swallowed alive. you need to stop and you need to take a few steps back. You need to allow yourself to sit down and observe what is playing out in front of you. And then you very quickly realize that some of the things that appeared to be harmful to you weren't harmful at all. It was only the old memories talking, the old belief system, bringing up warning signs that just no longer are functional. There's nothing to be afraid of. Because a great divine director is not going to let you be hurt. It's not going to let you be lost. It's not going to let you be deleted away. But open your heart. Stop. Take a step back and trust that there's something greater that is working with you and through you. And that the struggle, this fight of Armageddon that so many are talking about, that even that is not real. This whole struggle is only the old system being afraid that as it is overridden, that it will die. But it won't die. It will become something more beautiful, more functional, more effective. And so it is for you, just like any operator of any computer system, to take steps back, to be patient, to allow processes to run their path. When something is upbooting, it doesn't mean that it upboots to an explosion, but it needs its time for every part to move into the rightful place. So be patient. When something doesn't happen right away, it's simply not time yet. When something doesn't manifest in your life, it is not because you're making a mistake or you're failing at manifestation or you're allowing yourself to be pulled down by negativity too much. It is because you're such an amazing light worker who can transform and transmute so many discordant energies on a daily basis. And that what you choose to manifest will come in due time, but not necessarily in your time, but in the time of the great divine director. Because the great divine director knows exactly that when the bus that you try to catch, when you miss that bus and you're frustrated and you fear that the whole world has been punishing you because it's raining and you're standing on the side of the street and you know the bus is not coming for another 30 minutes, you realize that the only solution is for you to start walking. The great divine director knows that around the next corner you're going to meet someone and you're giving that someone that smile of yours that says misery loves company, but because of that you put a smile on someone else's face that then in return gives that person the strength to do something that they otherwise might not have been able to do. So start living, understanding, fully understanding that there is so much more going on about your life than you even realize. Even in that debacle that you might have because a relationship doesn't work out the way you want it to, or you feel that that great love is not in your life yet that you so much yearn for, even in that tragedy is reason. Because everything that is happening, and I repeat, is not only about your life, but it is about you as an extension of the earth, and it affects every single person on earth. So, preparing now for the influx of this great light coming in to the summer solstice, I invite you to take the next few weeks and to take steps back and to be that observer of your own life, to look at your own stage, and then allow yourself to even be uplifted by the great divine director so that he can get a seat with a view on a very different stage, stage of earth. And you can see how even some of the wars, some of the battles, really is only the battle between the heart and the mind.
Hi, you're on Spiritual Connections Radio. What's your first name? Hello? Hello?
Are there callers on the phone, my friend?
Yes, there is. Hold on for 1 second. Sorry about that. I was actually screening another call. All right,
Hi.
You are on with St. Germain.
St. Germain, thank you for this beautiful discourse. I so needed it, and I guess everyone else does too. I was wondering if there might be a personal message for me. I am Helena.
Helena, the message is very much the one that I gave this evening.
Mm-hmm.
You need to take a step back. This is really important for you. Especially you are very familiar with the stage of life, are you not?
Yes.
And so understand that what is happening, and this is really for all listeners, what is happening is the drama of life and how you participate in it. It's up to you. But the more you allow yourself to be drawn in, the more helpless will you become.
Mm.
Okay? So that is the reason why it is so important to allow yourself to become the observer, because otherwise your mind is simply going to run havoc and create situations in your life that are not in alignment with your heart anymore. And you don't want this anymore. You do not want to run the same record over and over again. The only way you're going to break this is by taking a step back and reminding yourself that at the source of everything that you witness is the divine light, and it is only the divine light that is truth. So everything that is an illusion that is not of the divine light, you're now willing to let go of. And in that is also that part of self-love, that you're worthy of beholding the divinity within everything, that the struggle now can cease to exist. Does that make sense?
Yes, thank you. And it's interesting, the last couple of days I've been getting a little caught up in some negative emotions. So yeah, that it would serve me to witness more.
And the only way out of the turmoil is by the willingness to stop, to take the steps back. That is the only way that you're going to stop the record from playing the same song over and over again. Because it is like you're caught in a repetitious movement, and there's no reason for that. But it is that old system that wants to keep reinforcing itself, and it's simply the time for that is done. And if you don't stop and if you don't take the steps back, this is again a message for all listeners. If you're not becoming the observer, if you're not willing to step out of the drama, your body is going to shut down and it will force you to stop one way or another, because you cannot continue with the same old operating system the way you've done up until this point. It is simply no longer being supported.
Okay.
You're very welcome. Thank you for calling
in.
You're on St. Germain. Hey, St. Germain, it's Mark.
Hi, Mark.
I have a question regarding abundance. You know, I always feel that I have the right positive energy in place and that, you know, I'm showing up and basically meeting the universe halfway as far as what I need to do to put myself out there. But there seems to be a block of a flow of abundance coming into my life, and I was wondering if you could help me understand better what I might be doing wrong or what I can do to improve the situation.
It is the same concept again. If you allow yourself to be pulled back a little bit from the problems at hand and take a closer look at your situation from being the observer, then you will notice by looking from with a wider view on your life dynamics that there are a couple of aspects in your life that are holding you back. One, it is that you are interwoven into a life stream of many other lives. Your life is not a single life, an isolated life. You're interwoven into a collective that right now struggles very much with those same blocks. And so as you work through these blocks on a daily basis, you are assisting in the process of healing the collective, healing the whole earth to work through these blocks too. So it is not that you're singled out. It is simply that you have the strength and the ability and the gifts within you to eventually work through this. You also want to take a look at some of the relationship dynamics in this abundance situation, looking at who are you allowing to take charge, who are you allowing not to take charge, and why? Where is it that you are avoiding conflict by not taking necessary charge the way you're supposed to? There's an avoidance technique in there that you use to keep yourself powerless in certain aspects of your life, not in all aspects, but in certain aspects of your life, for the sake of keeping a certain level of, shall we say, peace, for the lack of better words, instead of stepping in and creating the wave of transformation that is necessary to create ripple effects, to create temporary waves that then bring things into motion that allow you to become more abundant with what you're doing. So it is taking a step back and looking at the deeply interwoven aspect of some of the other players in your life and what do they really symbolize to you. You're so in the midst of it that you don't really look at each person in your life the way you would look at them when you become the observer. As you pull yourself out and you look at each person, what they symbolize to you, how they make you feel, how they empower you, why do they empower you, why do you need their empowerment, where do you seek that type of empowerment as a motivator to do something that otherwise you wouldn't be doing, it will show you why right now you actually, on a subconscious level, willingly have stopped the flow of abundance to come to you for the sake of something else. And I'm not going to say more about this because this is for you to open up to. And this is a message for all listeners. Very often it seems as simple as the situation at hand seems to be that there's no incoming money or no incoming abundance coming into your life, and you feel that the situation is because there's no job, there's no opportunity, there's no certain things in place that help you to be abundant. But when you become the observer, you can look at the situation and you can realize that underneath this situation that there's something that you might be afraid of. There might be something underneath the lack of abundance where you're stopping your own flow because of a belief system that has kept you limited, that is now to be released. But you're not going to be able to see that until you're taking the steps back and watch each player in on stage and the walls that they symbolize for you.
I think another thing that's really big for me lately is, you know, I spent so many years doing technology, and I feel that all the spiritual guidance that's coming from me now says this is my time. Matter of fact, I waited a little bit too long, and now it's even, you know, it's more important for me to even spend more time making sure that I put all my energy into developing teaching and spirituality and doing my spiritual job. But, you know, when I fall into these places of not seeing the money come in, it's very quick for me to say, well, I can just do that later, and I'll just go back and go get a job, and then I'll make money, and I won't have to worry about security or abundance or anything like that. So, I mean, how do you balance that? Because there's a very strong spiritual direction that seems to be coming through that I can hear and feel that says, no, we want you to put all your energy into the spiritual job.
When you say there is a very strong spiritual direction to come in, I ask you to always remember that you are an aspect of God. We watch many of you feeling that spiritual guidance come in and creating a separation in there. There's a spiritual guidance, and then there's you. You're part of that spiritual guidance. And eventually, the bottom line of this is, what is your heart telling you to do? And your heart is that doorway to your soul and to your divine spirit. And your heart will guide you into that what's appropriate. And yet, in what you're talking about is that struggle of the mind versus the heart. So you're living out a dynamic that affects all of the evolutionary development here on Earth. And it is that struggle between the mind, who very much was overpowering before December 21st, 2012, and now it's moving much more into the heart, into that aspect that everybody connects with spirituality, the intuitive side, the heart side, the loving side. But the truth of the matter is, it is not heart without mind or mind without heart. It is that a sacred union has to take place between heart and mind. And that is the place, the equilibrium, that you personally need to find. It is understandable when someone has been deprived of one thing that they very much just want to indulge into that one thing that they've been deprived of for so long. But for you, your task is to find a balance between your mind and your heart, your mental work and the work of spirituality. It is not one without the other. And that is the task at hand for you. That is the testing on you. It is bringing both into balance. And so be patient. You're not having all of the pieces together yet, but you will have soon. But the idea is, how are you going to combine both aspects and create a beautiful fusion of both of them so that they can both coexist together in harmony and balance, not one without the other?
Thank you, St. Germain. And we have another caller. Hold on.
Thank you.
You're on with St. Germain.
Helena, yeah, I'm listening. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Greetings, my dear.
Well, you know, may I ask you about the relationship thing when you have the love to give and the other person's not ready to accept it?
And what would you like to know about that, my dear?
How to get through that.
You can only make choices for yourself, my love. You need to understand that if someone else is not ready, you cannot force them to be ready for love. You can only send them love and light and encouragement that they will open up their heart further to be receptive to that type of love. But there's really nothing you can do to force them to love. And so I highly suggest that you continue walking your own path of enlightenment and pray for that person that they get ready to open up to the love that they are rejecting, but don't hold yourself back because of it, because that's what you've been doing up to this point. You're holding yourself back, and your heart is bleeding because of this, and you deserve better. You should not bleed like that. You should not allow yourself to drain yourself and be so hurt because of this. Bless the person, and now for you, that when one door closes, another door will always open. And so you too shall find happiness. I promise you that. But you need to be willing to let that person find their own understanding at their own time. And that is key. It is not that they are not going to open up to love, but you cannot force the timing on that. It might not be in this lifetime. And we, the ascended masters, we cannot force anybody to open up their hearts further either. We can make suggestions. We can send love and light. We can hold them. But if someone does not want to receive, there's nothing we can do. It's a free will place. So it's about respecting that and taking care of yourself. So you need to nurture yourself, and you need to take care of yourself.
Thank you.
And that you already knew. I haven't told you anything you weren't already aware of, but you needed to hear this again, as painful as it is, because it's time. It's time for you to make a new choice.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So with that, my friends, thank you very much for calling in. I will shortly hand it over to Mike for the closing music. And again, the key in these times are allow yourself to take a few steps back from your life, become the observer, especially when it gets very emotionally intense. Take a few steps back, align yourself with a great divine director. He is an ascended master assisting and helping in this process. And allow yourself to look upon all members of your life, all the dynamics, this a new set of eyes, because that's what you will be getting when you take a few steps back and you will look at it with your heart and not just with your mind. Blessings to you. I am Saint Germain, and it is always my great honor and love to be with you at this time. And it is so. Amen. Thank you, everybody, for calling in tonight and listening to the radio show tonight from wherever you are. And it's been a beautiful evening. Again, you can find more out about us via our website, Mike Snyder at www.mikesnydercc.com. That's MikeSnyderCC.com. Then other upcoming radio shows you can check on www.spiritualconnectionsradio.com. And you can check information out about me on www.lightbridge101.com. So thank you very much. It was a beautiful evening. And I hope you will enjoy the upcoming summer solstice. It will be quite a powerful shift, so be ready for it, as it will bring in a lot of changes, as what 2013 already has been all about. Mark, anything you want to add before we finish?
No, I just want to go ahead and close out with the closing brand. When you're ready, can I go ahead and close her down?
Go for it. All right. Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody. You've been listening to the St. Germain Radio Show on Spiritual Connections Radio.